Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Almost one in four of us changed jobs over the past 12 months, according to the latest Work Trend Index from Microsoft. That's the most since lockdowns were relaxed, and reflects the fact that younger people, especially Gen Z, I don't know how you pronounce it, are moving around a lot and also looking at ways of earning additional cash. The report also looked at attitudes to the huge changes on their way from AI, which groups worry the most about. And it comes in the same week that the EU launches a big investigation into Microsoft. Ronan Geraghty is the Chief Operating Officer with Microsoft Ireland. Good morning, Ronan.
Morning, Joe. Thanks
for having me in. We're quitting a lot more.
I think what the latest Work Trend Index shows is that in the last 12 months, as you said, about a quarter of employees have changed employer. Mm. That's the highest over the last 3 years since we've been doing this Work Trend Index. And as you said, it is driven predominantly by those younger generations, about 54% of Gen Z, approximately a third of younger millennials. Mm. The reasons they're citing range from work-life balance, personal well-being, all the way through to concerns about career development progression. And they're looking as well to their employers to invest in their development.
Is that because money's just a dirty word? Because surely they're leaving for more money as well.
I think one of the other things is that they are exploring alternative options, potentially looking for more autonomy, potentially looking for more money. They are certainly ambitious. I think that's clear. But it's, you know, I think the message here to employers is how do they, you know, invest in their workforce to mitigate some of those retention issues. And also in terms of how people are working, hybrid working at this point is commonplace, but it still comes with challenges. We've seen an increase in the number of people citing feeling a little bit isolated, a little bit demotivated. Mm. Again, you know,
Especially younger people.
Mm. And I think, you know, particularly for those younger people who have joined an organization recently, it's really important that that onboarding experience really helps them feel connected, that they're collaborating with people in the organization who've been there a little bit longer.
Now, this trend is a worldwide thing, and then you extrapolate out from Irish people. Is that mostly kind of white-collar jobs or white-collar people that were polled?
So, correct. It's a global survey, and then we supplemented with some local market research. We do it annually around this time of the year. We surveyed approximately 700 people across all types of organizations, public, private sector, large enterprises to small to medium enterprises.
And I also read in your report that there's a couple of Arthur Daly's out there looking for side bets or ways to make additional money. Tell me more about that.
That's a new trend this year. We didn't see that before. I think there's a couple of possible drivers for that. I think one of them is, as I mentioned, the desire for a little bit more autonomy. But also, I think the advent of hybrid working has given people maybe more opportunities to explore alternative ways of generating income.
Mm-hmm. And how many days a week do you work from home?
I tend to go in quite frequently because I'm only 20 minutes away and I find it really engaging. But I think I have the flexibility, which is exactly what I want.
So that's 2 days a week, is it?
Typically, you know, I would go in 3 to 4 days a week.
All right.
You know, but it depends on the work. You know, if I'm out and about, I might be out in the morning at a customer meeting, for example, or at an interview, and then it's easier to just go straight home in the afternoon.
Now, Microsoft has been front and center with the AI revolution, especially its partnership with OpenAI, for example. It's also got its own product called Copilot.
Yeah.
Are we ready for the huge changes that are coming to the workplace?
So just to explain what Copilot is for the benefit of your listeners. So Copilot is our name for the integration of generative AI into our products and services, and particularly into Microsoft 365, all of those applications that many of your listeners would use on a day-to-day basis, like Outlook, Excel, Word, etc. And we like to think of that as a personal AI assistant. I think that idea has really resonated with people, particularly those, and linking it back to the survey, people who are feeling overwhelmed, like they don't have enough time to get through their workload in a day-to-day.
Or to attend all the Zoom meetings or Teams meetings.
To attend all those Teams meetings. You know, the potential to have an assistant who can help you with that you can, you know, delegate some of those tasks to, particularly those time-consuming tasks, those tasks that, you know, are important.
Dare I say the boring tasks?
Those tasks that are possibly important, but not necessarily the most fulfilling.
And your Copilot, I've seen it in action out at your campus in Leopardstown. And you can send Copilot in your place to a Teams meeting, and then it'll report back with the highlights of the meeting and who said what.
Exactly. You can, you know, delegated.
That's going to change the workplace radically.
Yeah, it's that's one of my favorite ways of using Copilot, because you can, you don't have to attend every meeting. You can notify the meeting organizer that you won't be able to attend either in person or online, but you're going to follow that meeting and that you're interested in the result, and so that you can catch up afterwards. And what's really interesting about it, it will document what was discussed during the meeting, what were the actions agreed, but also it can really help you drive more effective meetings, because you can ask it, what were the things that we discussed in this meeting which weren't resolved? And I think that is one of the things that, as well as delivering time savings, we can have quality improvements in our day-to-day through using AI.
And can it scan an 80-page PDF document in a couple of seconds and give you the headlines for that? For example, we get company reports and we have moments to scan through it and try to find the bits that the companies are hiding.
Yeah, you can open up a PDF document, for example, and the prompt will be there to ask you to help you to summarize that document and tell you what the key findings are and explain it to you in plain English if there might be some technical jargon that you'd like explained.
Now, you've been the boss in Microsoft Ireland for the past few months. The new boss, Catherine, joins on Monday. You've been holding the fort. Have you sent AI in to represent you at various different meetings over the last 3.5 months?
I have. I think it's been a really interesting 3.5 month period in terms of, I guess, breaking some existing habits that I've had myself and forming new ones. So, you know, as you said, because I've been essentially deputizing until Catherine joins on Monday, and looking forward to that, I've had to leverage AI to, and sometimes attend meetings on my behalf, but also stay on top of my priorities. And I think from a personal perspective, the realization is you don't need to be in every meeting. You don't need to read every email. You can really just stop and pause and say, I could do this the old way, the way I've always done. But you know what? Is that the best use of my time? Is that the best use of my skills?
It's time management.
It's time management. Yeah. But that idea of just pausing and going, can AI help me? Is there a better way of doing this? Let me ask Copilot.
Gosh. All right. Is Microsoft here to stay? The reason I ask is because Ireland is so paranoid about its dependence on so many American tech companies. Companies with bigger roots might be the pharma companies, might be Pfizer, for example, might be Intel out in Leixlip, who are physically got something, whereas you guys are very mobile.
We've been here in Ireland for 39 years. We've been a long-term investor, a long-term employer. And we've also invested hugely as well in our campus in Leopardstown. We've got 3,500 employees and we've got a data center footprint. So I wouldn't have any concerns at all on that front.
But I suppose that the paranoia, again, about data centers, we've discussed it quite a bit on this show, is there is a moratorium on building new data centers in this country. And companies like Microsoft and Amazon and others might say, guys, if we can't expand, we have to look at other alternatives.
Yeah, I think data centers are the lifeblood of our digital economy. They're core to our digital lives, and they provide that critical infrastructure, as you say, to provide all of those cloud services and indeed power AI. I think if you look at the government's own statement from 2022 about the role of data centers in Ireland's enterprise strategy, it's critical that we have data centers that provide employment, that generate economic activity, but also use the electricity grid effectively and also contribute to our renewable energy goals. And from a Microsoft perspective, one of our most important climate goals is ensuring that we use 100% renewable energy by 2025.
Would you like to see the moratorium lifted?
I think that's an ongoing conversation. I think, you know, there's definitely opportunities for Ireland here.
There are. Okay. The overall picture in this economy, how would you, what's it like out there in the tech industry in this country?
I think as you discussed in your previous article, we're effectively at full employment. So there's lots of opportunities out there. That's also helping people have more options, which is one of the reasons people are able to move employer. The tech economy is very vibrant. I think for us as Ireland, we have an amazing opportunity to take a leadership position in AI. We have all of the ingredients. We've got a great technological infrastructure, technological ecosystem. We have the talent. And I think whether you're in the subsidiary of a multinational, you have the opportunity to take a leading role as a center of excellence for your global organization, but also for indigenous organizations, they can punch above their weight on the global stage through the use of AI, increasing their productivity of their employees with something like Copilot, but also using AI to innovate to solve some of our key problems.
Ronan,
challenges.
Thank you very much for joining us. That's Ronan Geraghty, the Chief Operating Officer of Microsoft Ireland, who has been the boss of Microsoft Ireland for the past 3.5 months. Best of luck going back to your normal role.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.